3.1. Old business 3.1, donation of the Jordan Hill property from the Repenich Trust. And before we get going too far on that, I have a couple of resolution number corrections. If anybody is following along on the printed pages. If not, I don't need to go into that, those corrections, but staff knows those corrections. And I have, there's some chats going on. Hold on a minute.
I was afraid of that.
We need to do public comment again.
Okay. I can do that.
Madam Chair, we had people who had their hands raised on screen for the public comment. Can we please go back to that?
Yes, we certainly can. I'm sorry, I didn't see that part. So we do have a public comment.
Madam Chair, we need them to use their raise their hand function because of our difficulties this evening.
Okay, Mr. Stonebreaker, I see your hand is raised.
Yes, I would like to point out that teleconference locations for this meeting were not noticed, that the Brown Act does require that the emergency orders, which allowed you to prevent public attendance for longer than the supervisors and town council did, have expired in September, and the legislature passed AB 361, which the governor signed, which specifies the requirements to continue to flout the Brown Act. Now, if you had passed a resolution in accordance with AB 361 or had one noticed on this meeting, it would be possible to hold this meeting by teleconference in the manner that you are doing, but you did not. And it is very difficult for many of us because Upper Magalia was without power at the time this meeting should have begun. And I am now sitting outside the community center with a laptop with a dying battery, and I will not be able to take part in this entire meeting. So I would advise you that if you take any action on any items on the agenda today, they will be challenged and voided as a Brown Act violation. I should mention, other bodies such as LAFCO have done this. Al can tell you this. They have the AB 361 on their agenda later this week. It is necessary for PRPD to have done that in accordance with AB 361.
So, Madam Chair, the commenter is correct on his comments. I can vouch for that.
Manager F. Seth, do you have comments?
Yeah. Yeah, just there was an error in our agenda. It was intended, as you could see, I mean, there's people attending the meeting tonight in person, but the error was on the top, said video conference and not the specified location. Because there was an objection raised to it, I suggest that we reconvene, take action. We'll provide the proper amount of notice. It will be later in the week. We can contact our board members to attend. Check that time. I mean, that would be the wisest course of action because we do have substantial action tonight. They are time sensitive. And yet there was an error that was made on the agenda, was not caught until today. It was reposted, but that wasn't sufficient time to, obviously for Mr. Stonebreaker and others, it sound like to attend.
I have a question for the manager. I appreciate his suggestion. I think we have no choice but to reconvene and reschedule. Do you want to suggest that we reconvene and reschedule this as a special meeting, or do you want to make it part and parcel of the board's regular meeting, which is later this month of December, which starts tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I think because this is very time, these items are time sensitive, and there's some things that we want to help rectify and move forward. I think that, and they could have some substantial comments of their own that perhaps that they're best served as a separate items. I believe that timing for notice, if we are able to connect with our board members and we could have a meeting, put together either later on in the week. And if not, we could put it, on the next meeting. It's only a week from this Wednesday.
I concur with.
I concur.
Do you have a conflict the rest of this week at all?
I concur as well, and I would stress that this should likely be exclusively in person.
Well, you know, under the governor's order, in fact, I think it's going to be a regular thing. Is hybrid is kind of going to be kind of what we're going to be obligated for as agency. So we can do the hybrid. It's just on the very top there should have said Terry Ashe Recreation Center. Great. And as usual, we have, the option to have a call in. That's been a convenience. And we've had board members and staff that have done in by conference as well.
Correct.
Might I suggest that you also staff with help of legal counsel have an appropriate resolution prepared for the board to address during its special meeting as relates to existing law requirements for meetings?
I'm sorry, that you broke up, Al.
I'd like to also suggest that on that same agenda, if we need to, we need to have a resolution document for the board to entertain adopting on behalf of the district in order for us to meet legal compliance with the recent legislation that is in effect that affects bodies such as ours.
To do teleconference meetings?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Okay, staff can do that, correct? Also, I see Linda Lyons has a comment that she would like to speak on the public comment. Linda, are you still wanting to speak on the public comment?
I think if we're going to end this meeting and do it at a future date, we should not have any public comment right now. That's part of the meeting.
Okay.
I think Director Anderson's right. I mean, the meeting's void.
Okay. All right. So we will wait to hear from district managers or staff on when the next special meeting is between now and the board meeting. That's my understanding.
Correct.
Okay. So we will wait to hear that. And that'll be posted in appropriate manner and appropriate time. And we appreciate you all coming. And I'm going to close this meeting as of 5:07 p.m.
And I apologize, John, and everybody else that attended the meeting that this didn't work out well.
All right. Is that it? Do I need to do anything else?
So we'll just close the meeting. I'll just ask if staff can give me a call, and then we'll kind of figure out some times and our next action there. So,
okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care, everybody.